The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. You're usually the one who coughs, not me. Let me just introduce my guest, and then we'll go on. It's my privilege to welcome Catherine Wood, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. Catherine, it seems like it has been forever since you were here.
We're not quite as regular as we used to be, huh?
Well, and Catherine's a little famous. She always coughs in the microphone when she comes. And
here I plan on doing that soon.
It was me today. What I started to say is we can always use a little good news. And yes, since you and I visited last behind these microphones, you received some really, really wonderful news about funding. Share that with our audience.
Well, it really is wonderful news, and thank you for having me on, Bob.
Certainly.
But we received a line in the state budget, and that's thanks to the wonderful people at CCV that were working on that for us. And so we are just very, very thankful. And it will really help us to fill in all the gaps in our other funding that we, you know, could not serve certain counties in Ohio because either their teen pregnancies rates weren't high enough or some reason.
Yeah.
So,
but let's go back in history a little bit.
Yes.
How many years ago was it, and how much did you lost millions of dollars in funding? How long ago was that?
In 2010, all of our funding was taken away, voided, whatever you want to say, from the federal government. And most of us around the state had direct organizational grants from the federal government, and that totaled $4.5 million.
And it was gone.
And it was gone.
Just
and so
overnight, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a kick in the gut.
Hey, you know, we just keep moving forward no matter what.
Yeah, and you did. You adapted, did fundraising, and so forth. So you're not getting back all that you lost. That's for sure. But what a help!
Yes.
What a huge help!
Yes. And it's 20 years in the making, Bob.
Yeah,
we've worked on it for 20 years, so we are very, very thankful.
All right. How much will this increase your outreach as far as the number of schools being reached with RUC?
I'm going to say that probably this year we should reach maybe 120,000 students rather than we can't count COVID, but we were reaching about 80,000 students together as a collaboration around the state. So this will help us increase that greatly.
Wow.
And we would like to get to the point that we're reaching 250,000 students. So that's always what our goal is. And really, that's half of what we could, the potential of students there are to reach in the state.
With the increased funding, I would assume you're going to need more instructors.
Definitely. And with the new bill that was just passed, we need more instructors.
All right. When realistically will you get the money? The reason I'm asking that, when will you need the additional instructors? How urgent is this?
This is like extremely urgent.
Okay.
And the reason
so
I will
you need
say
these
that,
instructors
yes.
for this fall.
Yes, we do.
Wow. How many more instructors do you
well,
need?
Well, I would say because of COVID, all of our collaborators together across the state were down about 50% to begin with. We served about 40,000 students last year together. RUC served 13,000. And when I'm saying serving them, we bring a program in that teaches sexual risk avoidance and risk avoidance to unhealthy behaviors. So we're teaching character development, communication skills, all those kinds of things. And the classroom teachers love us. The parents love us. You know, we're there to help their kids, and they know that. And so when I look at that, we really need to replace instructors that we don't have because of COVID.
So are you going to need 5 new instructors, 10, 20?
Across the state, I would say probably around 40.
Wow.
So where are the youth pastors that can work part-time in the schools? Yeah. I would like to hear from them immediately.
Right. Explain what you mean by that.
If they could take our program, which is 10 days of instruction, into the public middle schools and high school. So that's 10 days for each grade level, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in middle schools, we have to go in 4 times a year. In high schools, we go in 2 times a year. And so it could be anywhere from 2 classes to 8 classes a day. We cover whatever that classroom teacher, you know, whatever their schedule is. So it depends on how big their school is. But if we could find youth pastors to just serve the school in their area, that would help so much.
Wow.
And
how much?
Of course, we're looking for other people. I mean,
sure.
Anybody that is not teaching in the public schools right now that would like to teach in the public schools, it would be awesome.
And you need people all over the state of Ohio.
Yes, we do.
All right, because we're reaching 80% of the state right now. So you're not talking about just teachers in
teaching
Central
from
Ohio, Columbus,
one end to the other. Yes,
okay.
Of the state.
So people listening to you and I talk all over the state of Ohio, if they would be, how much training is involved?
Well, we have a training programs going on all the time. So most of them are 3-day trainings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're intense, and there's a lot to learn.
Right.
But if people love teaching and they love kids, they can do it.
All right. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm going to say our office.ruc.323@gmail.com is the best email to reach us at. Or you can go through the Relationships Under Construction website. So relationshipsunderconstruction.com. And if they, you know, RUC reaches 32 counties, but we know everybody that's teaching in the state of Ohio.
Right, right.
So if it's in a county that we don't reach, we know who's there, and we can send that information to them.
Okay, and what's the email address again?
It's office.ruc, as in relationships under construction, .323@gmail.com.
Okay, office.ruc.323@gmail.com.
Yes, we try to be as complicated as possible.
Well, you do a wonderful job.
We work at it, I tell you.
You do a wonderful job. So you need people immediately, urgently to teach.
Yes.
All right. What kind of time commitments are we talking about? If they become an instructor, how much time will they put in each week, each month?
It depends on how big the schools are in their area.
Okay.
So it could be every day of the school year, or it might be, you know, like if they're teaching in one school and there could be just 2 classes a day. I don't know. Or there could be 8 classes a day. So it just depends on their area.
And your instructors are paid.
Yes, they
although
are.
Not much.
They are paid.
They are paid, but you're not going to get rich being an instructor, but you're going to be blessed.
Definitely blessed.
All right. All right, we're talking with Catherine Wood, who is the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. If you want to learn more, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Or if you want to email office.ruc.323@gmail.com. Quick break, and we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My guest in the studio is Catherine Wood, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. We were just talking about good news, some increased funding, and the good news continues. Catherine, tell our listeners about H-240, the Parents' Right to Know Act, that has been passed in the state of Ohio. Good, good news. What is it? What does it contain?
Well, it updates the abstinence law of 1999. So it actually gives more teeth to that law so that schools can't dismiss it as something that they don't have to do. And it was passed June 30th of this year. And it actually requires Ohio public schools to provide sexual risk avoidance education. Schools must teach the healthy standard of abstaining from sex until marriage and teach that abstinence from sexual activity is the only protection that is 100% effective against unwanted pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. So that is the basis of the law, but it also has several steps in there that they want talked about, including emphasizing adoption as an option, all kinds of things that really help kids understand that they need to make healthy choices.
Why is it called the Parents' Right to Know Act? I think that's very important.
I know. It is very important. And I'm very excited about that because it gives parents the right to bring civil action against any districts that do not comply with House Bill 240.
They also are mandated to release the curriculum that the students are looking at, because we've heard so many stories that parents go down to the school and they basically told it's none of your business. Right. But now they have to divulge what the kids are learning as far as sex education is.
And I do know what's going to happen is that wherever the Planned Parenthood curriculum are, they're just going to change their names thinking that you won't recognize it. But, you know, that's we just know that's going to happen. And
that was my next question. Mm-hmm. How is Planned Parenthood going to get around this law or at least attempt to?
They're going to say that they teach everything that this law requires. But in fact, they don't, obviously. And
they do not teach sexual risk avoidance. They teach safe sex.
They teach sexual risk reduction, which you can reduce your risk. We want kids to not only avoid, but eliminate their risk.
All right. So you think that they're just going to change a sentence here, a little bit there, and teach the same stuff?
I think they'll give you an outline, and it will be, you just won't know. You know, so it's really difficult, but, you know, we know that we're going to inform superintendents and principals about this law, and so hopefully we will be on top of it. But there again, we need more instructors, so we have to be ready for that, because wherever we don't have instructors is easily where Planned Parenthood can go.
Obviously, Relationships Under Construction curriculum is far, far, far more in tune with this law.
It's very in tune.
than Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. Do you believe this is going to open new doors with schools that were unwilling to allow you in?
Yes, I do.
Because you can go in and say, hey, we are going to abide by this, and we are going to provide the teaching that this law requires.
We will help your school meet this law. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was trying to come up with, and I couldn't put it into words. What should parents do to find out if their local school, and by the way, when is this in effect, this coming fall?
You know what? That is a good question.
I don't know when it comes into effect. Sometimes laws are passed and they're not in effect and
you know,
for
I read
six
this
months.
Thing from top to bottom, and I can't answer that question.
Well, I've stumped Catherine Wood. It's a first time. It's a first time.
I just assumed it was right now.
Well, okay. Yeah, we'll have to check that out.
Yes.
But what do you suggest that parents do to find out what their kids are being taught?
Well, here's what the schools have to do is they have to provide an audit of what they're taught. And not only that, they have to post it on the Ohio Department of Education website.
Okay, that was my question.
Yes.
Who receives the audit? It has to be posted?
It's the Ohio Department of Education, and it has to be not later than 120 days after the school year begins.
So every school district?
Every school district.
So,
and they have to list the names of the programs that they're using.
So if they're using RUC,
yes,
that'll be there. If they're
That's
using
right.
Planned Parenthood, that
yes.
will be there.
Yes.
Because I'm assuming Planned Parenthood uses their name
Mm-mm.
in the curriculum. No, what do they use?
All kinds of different things. And I assume that they're going to change their names very quickly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it may be Planned Parenthood's curriculum, but it won't say Planned Parenthood.
But I will tell you, in the brochure that we're making, we will put the name of our curriculum so there is no doubt.
Okay.
Because there are several good curriculums in Ohio. So we want to make sure that schools know, and parents know the names of our curriculum because it is a parent's right to know.
Absolutely.
We want parents to be involved.
So two great tools. Number one, relationshipsunderconstruction.com, which is your mm-hmm. website. And then the Ohio Department of Education
right.
has to provide an audit within 120 days of the beginning of school.
Right.
So September, October, sometime by the end of November, those audits should be for every school district in Ohio.
And superintendents cannot approve a waiver. So they have to do it.
Okay, now what does that mean?
They cannot say we're not going to do it.
Okay.
For their own school, they can't approve a waiver.
Around HB 240.
Right.
Okay. All right. So this law actually does have some teeth to it.
It does. It does.
Okay. All right. We got about 1 minute left. I always like to ask you this. How can our listeners pray for you and RUC?
Well, we definitely need new instructors, and we need God's protection. That's
yeah.
all there is to it. You know, it is the battle is heated up and heated up and heated up, and we need your prayers.
You know, it's amazing because what you're teaching is so positive and uplifting to the kids, and it protects them. It helps them greatly, and yet people hate you.
Oh, definitely. If anybody is my friend on Facebook, they know how much that other people hate me. So.
Yeah. Isn't that it's just yeah. an indication of the evil world that we're living in. And of course, good will be evil spoken mm-hmm. of. We yeah. are warned about that in Scripture. Again, the website is relationshipsunderconstruction.com. If you want to send an email and inquire about being an instructor, office.ruc.323@gmail.com. Or, again, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Catherine, God bless you and all of those associated with RUC. What great, great work you do in our state. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob. We appreciate it.
All right, Bob Brady Live will continue. Stay tuned.